弟兄姊妹，我们祷告停到这边，我们把以下的时间交给史伯成史弟兄。
感谢主，我们刚才唱 Fanny Crosby 的诗歌。
Thanks to the Lord that we just sang a song written by Fanny Crosby.
她是个生来就瞎眼的人。
Now she was born blind.
主没有开她外面的眼睛。
So the Lord did not open her physical eyes.
主却开了她里面的眼睛。
But our Lord has opened her internal eyes.
若是主不怜悯她，她一生多可怜的一个人。
If God's mercy was not up on her, then she had a really pitiful life.
主恩待着她。
But God's mercy came upon her, and she became a glorious person. Now today, the saints all over the world are singing the same songs. So praise the Lord that the Lord has opened our eyes as well. Now how the Chinese are physically located so far away. But yet the country China has the highest numbers of Christians. Now how wonderful is our Lord that our Lord has picked each one of us so that we could enjoy His grace. That our Lord's grace is far, much farther than what we could proclaim. So how about we read a couple of passages. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16,
11-12.
11 and 12.
大家找到没有?
First Samuel, together.
And Samuel said to Jesse,
Are you all the children? And he said, There remains yet the youngest, and behold, he is tending the sheep. Then Samuel said to Jesse, Set and bring him. For we will not sit down until he comes here.
17章,
Chapter
17,
34-36. But David said to Saul, Your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went out after him and attacked him, and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he was taunt the armies of the living God.
Okay. 46-49.
This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hand, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
好，我糊涂了，应该读前面一节啊，读四十六节。来，我们出来补读四十六节。大卫对非利士人说
Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted.
18-4.
Chapter 18:1-4. Now it came about when he had finished speaking to Saul that the sword of Jonathan was leaned to the sword of David, and Jonathan loved him as himself. Saul took him that day and did not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave to David, with his armor, including his sword and his bow and his belt.
好，二十节到二十一节。
20-21. Now Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. When they told Saul, the thing was agreeable to him. Shaphat, I will give her to him that she may become a snare to him, and that the head of the Philistines may be against him. Therefore, Saul said to David, for a second time you may be my son-in-law today.
22章1到2节.
Chapter 22, 1 and 2. So David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's household heard of it, they went down there to him. Everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in doubt, and everyone who was discontent gathered to him, and he became captain over them. Now there were about 400 men with them.
24章1到9节.
Chapter 24, 1 through 9. Now when Saul returned from the pursuing the Philistines, he was told, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of Engedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and went to seek David and his men in front of the rocks of the wild goats. He came to the shipboats of the way where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself. Now David and his men were sitting in the inner recess of the cave. The men of David said to him, behold, I am about to give your enemy in your hand, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you. Then David arose and cut off the edge of Saul's robe secretly. It came about afterward, David's conscience bothered him because he had cut off the edge of Saul's robe. So he said to his men, far be it from me because of the Lord that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointed. David pursued his men with these words and did not allow them to rise up against Saul. And Saul arose, left the cave, and went on his way. Now afterward, David arose and went out of the cave and called after Saul, saying, my Lord and King. And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the ground and prostrated himself. David said to Saul, why did you listen to the words of man, saying, behold, seeks to harm you?
25章40节到41节.
Chapter 25, 40 and 41. When the servants of David came to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David has sent us to you to take you as his wife. She arose and bowed with her face to the ground and said, behold, your maidservant is the maid to wash the feet of my lord's servants.
26章11节到12节.
Chapter 26, 11 and 12. The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. But now please take the spear that is at his head and the jug of water and let us go. So David took the spear and the jug of David from beside Saul's head, and they went away, but no one saw or knew it, nor did any awake, for they were all asleep, because the sound sleep from the Lord had fallen on them.
好，我们最后读启示录。
Lastly, the book of Revelation,
22章,
chapter
22, 16节,
verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. Now today we're going to study David. Now there's a lot of footage in the Bible that talked about David. Now today let's choose the important matters. Now David is the first person in the Bible. In the Bible, there's no one better than David. Now in the Old Testament, the leader is Moses. Now the person who opened up the path of faith is Abraham. But both Moses and Abraham are not better than David. Now David is the best in the Bible. And there's two people that has really good spiritual life in the Bible. Now one is Jacob, the other one is David. But even Jacob is not better than David. Because Jacob was born a civil man. But David was born a noble. Now Jacob has a corrupted life. But David has a noble spirit. And Jacob was uneducated. But David was a talented king. Now Jacob is just a normal man. But David is a king. Now even now there is a saying that there is no one before David. And there's none other after David. There's no one better than David. Now when the New Testament comes, in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, it talked about David. Now in Chinese, the first name is Abraham. But I think the Chinese translation might be mistaken. Now Abraham is no better than David. The first name is the son of David. The genealogy of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is a descendant of King David. From the life, a bloodline of King David. From the path of King David. So that's why the first name in New Testament is David. Now at the end of the New Testament, at the very last book of Revelation,
22章,
in chapter 22, now Jesus Christ gave us his last word. And he mentioned David again. I am the root and the descendant of David. The bright morning star. Now how great is David? No one is better than David. And his talent is unmatched. Now David is a great shepherd. He is a great warrior. And he is a great politician. And he is a great tactician of war. And he is a great scholar as well. Now the psalm is mainly written by David. Now today, is there any person that can write psalms? Not only he is a scholar, but he is a musician. Now he wrote a lot of music. Now a true musician can compose music. And not only that, but he can also play instruments. Now he used a golden harp to cast out evil spirits. So that he can play music for the life of a king. Not only he is a musician, he is also a great vocalist. He can sing great songs. Now the Bible described David as a great singer. Now how talented is King David? But yet we respect David so much today, not because of his talents, but because of his spiritual life. His experience and testimony. And how his life has helped the building of the church for 2,000 years. And how great is David? Now when David was little, he was only tending his sheep. He has 8 brothers. And David is the youngest one. Now everyone disdained David. All his brothers belittle David. So David only tend his sheep in the wilderness. Now we see David is made to be a shepherd. For this very humble deed, for David, it become a great thing. For he is a loyal a shepherd. So God grow him up as a great shepherd.
在诗篇里面,
22, 23, 24, Psalm 22, 23, 24. We call these three psalms the psalms of a shepherd.
一边说好牧人, 一边说大牧人, 一边说部长,
he talked about the great shepherd, the good shepherd.
那么这23篇嘛,
particularly Psalm chapter 23 is famous worldwide.
我到了哪里啊,
now I think everyone knows how to Psalm chapter 23. Now I think, do you remember Psalm chapter 23? Do you remember? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He leads me in the righteous path. He walks me in the shadows of the valley of death. Now this is a song by David. This is the psalm, the songs of psalm that David grew up with. Now you remember Psalm chapter 23. Now in this psalm, David took on the perspective of a lamb. And described God as the great shepherd. How God shepherds David's life. Now, why would everyone like Psalm chapter 23? Because we share the same feeling. But yet, we cannot write it out like David did. Yet, as David wrote it, he wrote it from our hearts. That it is God who is shepherding our life. It's God that is guiding us until the end. To lead us over the shadows of the valley of death to God. Now, isn't God our great shepherd? That David is a shepherd as well. And he has a shepherd's life. Now when David became a king, then he used his kingship to shepherd his people. Now how great is David? So David started as a shepherd. And God grew him up to become a great warrior as well. So now he has the life of a shepherd and a life of a warrior. And then all these was hidden in his life. So it means that it's important how we live our life. How he was trained as a warrior. When he was fighting Goliath. And then he said to Saul, and Saul saw him as a little child. And Saul said, none of my general is worthy enough to fight Goliath. But yet this little child wants to battle Goliath. And then David said to King Saul, and he said, when I am tending my father's sheep, when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, then I went out after them. And then I seized them by the beard and struck him and killed them. And I would save the lamb from their mouth. Now David is a shepherd. So he will not let any one of his sheep to be harmed. And he would even shed his own life to save his lamb. Now it takes a great man to overcome a lion or a bear. Actually, it's impossible for a man to take down a lion, but with God's help, it is possible. So that's why David had God's help. that God gave David his position. And he would loyally shepherd his flock. Because God raised David up as a shepherd. Now today we are God's lamb. And Jesus is our shepherd. And Jesus says, I am a great shepherd. And a great shepherd will shed his life for his lamb. And Jesus Christ today is a great shepherd. A shepherd for all the lambs. And on the Lord's Day, it doesn't matter if you are Asians or Africans or Americans, we all worship the same Lord. Now, sometimes I spend time in a Caucasian church. And then physically, we will look very different. Now, I'm even more different from a black brother. Now, in a Caucasian church, I am a visitor, I'm a guest. And they become the host. Now, black brothers and white brothers, they will come together. But now, when I come together and I see them, I don't see much difference between them. Now, physically, maybe a white brother and a black brother live differently. But even though we are from different races, we come together and we worship the same Lord. And when we worship, we share the same spirit. Now, when we worship, no one cares what race you're from. Because the great love of Jesus has united us all. Now, how great is our Lord? Now, even for Chinese, we have differences. Every time I go to China, in September, I will go to Taiwan. In October, I go to China. And then I tell you that this is going to be the last meeting I host this year. Now, when I go to China, there are all these different people. And they all speak a different dialect. And then I go to all the places and I don't understand a word they say. For I am originally from Shanghai. But I don't even know how to speak Shanghainese. But I am originally from Zhejiang. But I am afraid to go back to my hometown. Because when I go back, they all speak different dialects. But all these different dialects, what do I do? But there is one good thing, is that I did not go back to see the Chinese. But I go back to see the church. Now, inside the church, everyone is the same. Because inside whatever church, all the children of God, they're the same. They share the same life. They share the same living. They share the same experience. Same fellowship. So when I meet sons and daughters of God, we are the same. That our God is the great shepherd. David is a representation of Jesus. That David is a great shepherd. He is a great warrior. Now God trained David when he is hidden. And when David raised up, he overcame Goliath. Now Goliath is a Philistine. Now Philistine is an old enemy of the Israelites. Now Philistine now has picked their giant Goliath to fight. And how big is Goliath? Now he is about 6 cubits and a half. Now, he is 6 cubits and a half. Now, do you know how tall he actually is? Now, 1 cubit is about 1.5 feet. So he is about 9 feet tall. Or maybe even taller than 10 feet. Now, have you met someone who is 10 feet tall? Now, when I was in Taiwan, I've met the tallest person in Taiwan. And then I walked next to him, I am even underneath his shoulder. But he was only about 8 feet tall. But Goliath is 2 feet taller than this guy. Goliath is 10 feet tall. Now, he took him a spear. And he has put on a heavy armor. He's about 5,000 pounds. Now, it's something that we can never move. And he has a javelin. Now, this javelin is thicker than any javelin. Now, just the javelin, the spear itself, is very heavy. And no one wants to fight Goliath. And even though Saul was a great warrior himself, and underneath him, there are great generals and warriors. But none of them dare to battle Goliath. So after 40 days, he closed his doors because they did not want to battle Goliath. And then David has three older brothers who serve in the army. So the brother asked David to take some food to his brothers. And then he went to the tent. And then the three brothers despised him. And then they yelled at him and said, "What are you doing here? Now we don't need you to hear. Now you only wanted to come here to see us fight." And then David didn't say a thing. And then he heard about how Goliath is cursing against God's army and how Goliath despised God. And then David said, "Who is this? Who is this that despised the army of God?" And then now David said to Saul that, "I want to fight Goliath." And then Saul, "Look, this is only a shepherd kid. How can he battle Goliath?" So that's why David was also hidden to train to fight. How David has already overcame a lion and a bear. But David didn't even have armor. He did not have a weapon. So Saul gave David his own armor. And he gave him a sword. So now David put on the armor of Saul. And he can't even walk. So we are not supposed to put on other people's armor. Because God has made for us our own clothing. A clothing that is from our own life to manifest God. So David took off Saul's armor. And he has his own clothing on as a shepherd. He took with him a stick to fight Goliath. And he also chose for himself five smooth stones. And then Goliath is so tall, he can't even see David. And then he looked at him, "You are a little kid. How can you fight me? You don't even have an armor. You don't even have a sword. You took with you a stick." And then Goliath said, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? Now are you trying to fight me like a dog? You are now fighting a giant." And then David said these really famous words. And he said, "You come to me with a sword. A sword, a spear, and a javelin. But I come to you. In the name of the Lord our host. The God of the armies of Israel. The battle is the Lord. And he will give you into our hands." Now, these two statements over the thousands of years has become our inheritance. When we face our circumstances that we cannot overcome, when we face an enemy that we cannot overtake, that we say, "You come to me with a sword, but I come to you in the name of our Lord." That as children of God, we have battle every day. And our enemy is so strong. Sometimes the enemy is bigger than Goliath. If you look at him with your own strength, you are no match. But we fight in the name of our Lord. The Lord of thousand hosts, in the name of God, we can overcome any enemy. We can overtake any battlefield. Now, David gave us his great words. So he used a stone and slung the stone. And just one stone, it killed Goliath. And then he used Goliath's sword to cut off his own head. Then after that, David became a great warrior. And the sword that he used is the sword of Goliath. And this is the battle of his life. If David lost Goliath, then Israelites is gone. But he overtook Goliath. And after that battle, the whole race of Israelites is now saved. And David became famous. And everyone now sings a song that would say Saul would kill thousands, but David would kill 10,000s. Now, even everyone is praising David, David did not become proud. But then Saul was fallen in this trap. And Saul said, if all the 10,000s belong to David, then David would overtake my throne. So ever since that day, Saul hated David. And Saul would always be worried that David would overtake his throne. So Saul tries all his methods to try to kill David. Now in the Bible, there are many chapters that cover how David would run away from Saul. But David is a special person. When Samuel first came to David's house and told David's father that David is the anointed one. Now that was a great thing. Now David experienced this great thing. But David acted like he did not care. He would still respect the king Saul. He would still be loyal to King Saul. And he would protect King Saul. And that's why David is great. Just like Jesus Christ. Now David would always flee from Saul's persecution. And there are two times that David could kill Saul easily. Now one time, Saul was going into a cave to relieve himself. But before he started relieving himself, he didn't look if there's anyone in the cave. And he would face outside and leave his back to the cave. And that's exactly where David and his people are. And then David's men said, yes, today the Lord has given Saul into your hand. Why don't you just give him one poke and he would be dead? But then David didn't do it. And that's why David is great. And David said, I don't want to stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed one. Now, didn't Samuel already told you that you are the anointed one and you will be the future king? But David didn't proclaim. And David took on the humble position. And then he is still loyal to Saul. Saul, who was the anointed one. So that's why David lives a great life. He only took off a little of the edge of Saul's robe. Now after Saul left the cave, and David yelled, and he showed him the edge of his robe. And then Saul now recognized that he could easily die. But David spared his life. Now if he's turned around, would Saul spare David's life? Now Saul would kill David for sure.
大君王出来寻找谁呢？
But David said, my Lord and my King,
你不过寻找一个石头一个鸽掌。
That's how you're only looking for a dead dog or a single flea.
大卫在神面前是件非常卑微的人。
But David humbled himself in front of Saul and the Lord. Just like if he didn't recognize that David is the anointed one. But everything, every experience David has, he humbled himself. Now the second time David was in Saul's tent. And Saul was fallen asleep. Now, even in a battlefield, Saul could sleep soundly. And David came next to his bed. And right next to him, there was his spear and his water jug. And David took both the spear and the jug. And outside of the tent, he yelled. And he didn't speak to Saul. He talked to the generals of Saul. And he told them, how come you guys did not be diligent? How come you guys are not alert? How can you be guarding King Saul, yet I took the spear and the jug? Now, as generals, you have to be more diligent and protect your own king. And Saul was ashamed. And Saul did not dare to chase after David anymore. And then Saul says, David, you are more righteous than I am. And why did Saul called David his son? Because David, in fact, is the son-in-law of Saul. Because Saul says, whoever killed Goliath, I will marry my daughter to him. But then Saul did not do it with a good conscience. And he gave David his worst daughter. And I will give him my worst daughter. So that this daughter could take hold of David. Now if David was not loyal to the Lord, then David will fall into this trap. So David took Michal as his wife. Now if David was a representation of Jesus, then his wife are the representations of the church. And David has many wives in the Old Testament time. And he was a king. So that's why he had many wives. Now as a king, David did not have that many wives. But that's in the Old Testament time. In the New Testament, is one husband and one wife. Now in the whole world, we follow the same rule. Now, for David's wife, all of them represent the church. Now, Michal, he represents the natural side, the earth side of church. So that's why the church has our own difficulties. Because we are all men. And some of us are worse than the others. So that's why in a church we have our difficulties. Not that I'm saying that you guys are better than the others. Now we have three churches in the Los Angeles area. Now I tell you that this is our peaceful time. And everyone is loyal. And I tell you that in our life, I've seen a lot of churches that are in difficulties because we have a flesh. Now, Michal is a representation of the flesh of the church. Now, we're not going to spend much time on it today. Now, his second wife, Abigail. Abigail is different from Michal. Abigail was wise. Now, in many things, she has a great vision. And when she was married to David, she became a great help of King David. She used her wisdom to help David. And with her help, David avoided offending God many times. Now Abigail was found when they were in war. And David married Abigail. And Abigail lived in the tent to help David to fight his battle. Now Abigail represents the size of churches going into battle. In 2,000 years, our church is in a battle. Brothers and sisters, every day we go through battle. Because the Lord never said that we will not go through a battle. And our battle will not end until our Lord comes again. And today our enemy looks to be very strong. And our church is a church in battle. And on us, there is this mission. And for this mission, we go into battle. And David should serve as our great example. And the last thing I want to talk to you about is in the cave of Adullam. When David was being pursued by Saul, and they find this cave, the cave of Adullam. This is a big cave. And David and his people live in this cave. And I tell you, to live and share the same living is difficult. Because you can no longer hide. Now, I've met a minister's wife. And she said that your brother is a different person when he is on the podium. After he left the podium, he is different. And I heard of it, it's scary. How can a person be different when he is outside of the podium? Now, when we live our life, it is our testimony. That's when we show our true life. When we are living in this life, we showed. So that's why someone who does not have a good spiritual life don't want to live with anyone else. Because you can no longer hide. You will show all your shortcomings. And David and his followers live in the cave of Adullam. They live together. And from the morning to the night time, they see the positive influence of David. And his temper is gone. And all of them together are now more like God. And how wonderful is David? And how
prized.
Now the name Adullam means testimony. Now the cave of Adullam is the cave of testimony. And all the people that live with David, they got better. And they become more hopeful. And more people want to come to this cave. Now it says that whoever comes to this cave are not the best people. These are the people who are in distress. The people who are in debt. The people that are discontent. And they all came to this cave. And this represents a church. All these people that came to this cave, they all came and they are changed because of David's life. And how wonderful is David? All the people that came to Adullam, they now live a changed life. Because they are now in the testimony. Just like the church today. The church is the cave of Adullam. All different people come to this place. And we change. And the church has no power. The church is powerless. But if the church is in the presence of the Lord, the Lord is in the presence of the church, then this church can change people. So I say that people have different temper. And even you're different from your own brother. But only the people that believe in the Lord, when we manifest the Lord, then all become the same. And that's why God's life is different. This great cave of Adonai, the cave of testimony. Now we live in the same life with God. That our living are now different. Because our life is changed. That our Lord is changing us from the depth of our heart. So that we can manifest Himself. This is the meaning of the cave of Adonai. The cave of testimony. And that's why David is so great. David is a great person. Today is the first talk of David. There's two more talks of David. And there's a lot to talk about. But more than just listening to the words. But how about we receive the same life from King David? How about we see the path that David took and took on the same path, and that we would receive the same life as King David, walk the same path of King David, because God can change thousands until the day He comes again, that we would change externally and we will become more and more like Him. Today we walk this path. Let's manifest our internal life. Let's live the same life with God. Now let's live in this cave of Adullam, the cave of testimony. Because our Lord now given us a new life. He changed our daily living until we meet Him again. And David is our greatest example. Let's sing the song again.
Fanny Crosby 的诗歌.
The song that was written by Sister Fanny Crosby. How God opened up Fanny Crosby's eyes. And let the same way God opens our eyes. Every time we sing of this song, that we share the same fellowship with Fanny Crosby. That all the way my Savior leads me.